Thank you very much. Very nice. Oh, are we doing TD Slink this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Of horse we are.
What? What?
Did you say of horse we are?
Of horse we are. Another donkey joke.
It's more of a horse joke, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but what's a donkey if it's not a small horse?
Well, it's not a small horse.
No, that's
a small horse is a pony.
No, a pony is not a small horse.
It is.
No, it's not.
It
a pony is. A pony is
it
not
is
a small horse.
A small
yes, it
horse.
Is.
It's a pony.
It's not.
Oh.
You're right, Dom.
A pony is a different animal to
don't
a horse.
Forget where my dad works.
Still a horse.
No, it's not a horse.
It is.
It's
a horse.
A pony.
Your dad
honestly
works in a calf.
No,
a small horse.
Seriously, it's not a small horse.
Of course it's a
small
horse.
A small horse is a horse.
Dave.
You're wrong, Dom.
My dad works at the Pony and Cob Association. I'm going to give him a call and find out now.
A pony is a pony. Cob? A horse is a horse. And a donkey is a donkey.
Yeah, but surely a pony is closer to the horse than a donkey
no
is a horse.
No, thank you.
Or
no,
nay.
It's not.
But you put donkeys with horses.
No, but I was joking for the use of a pun. But essentially, a pony is a pony. Do you want to crack on with tea, dear? Sorry.
Wow, this is very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm loving this.
Who knew?
Wow.
Surely a pony is a type
a
of horse.
Pony is a small horse.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is.
Depending on context, a pony may be a horse.
Of course.
That is under an approximate or exact height.
Mm. Yeah, it's a horse.
A pony's a pony.
It's a horse.
It's a horse, Dom.
Right. You're wrong.
Right.
You're wrong.
Dad's on it. After
good
tedious, I'll have an answer
Wikipedia
from Dad.
Get your dad on it.
Get your dad on the phone.
He is.
How's Dad's Willie Carson?
Pony is a horse.
Pony is a horse. Look,
pony
the first
horse
line. A pony
you're
is a horse.
You're all wrong.
Right, tedious link, Dave.
Dave's tedious link.
And Dave, what is a pony?
A pony is a small horse.
Thank you very much.
It's 9:05.
Okay, let's move on then.
Hang on.
What?
My argument was a pony is a pony.
We're trying to save you from making an idiot of yourself.
And a horse is a horse. I have found an answer on a website. And I'll read it as follows. I'm not saying this is right, but I think
pony,
it is.
Are you a pony? Are you a horse? There you are.
Something very different. Mm. A pony is not a horse at all. It is a member of the equine family, but it is not a horse. You have a miniature horse, which is any horse under 48 inches in height. Then you have a pony, which stands of a height anywhere between 48 inches and 14.2 hands, which is like how you measure horses. And then you have your horse above 14.2 hands high. Mm. So any horse that's 14.2 hands high is a horse. Any animal that is less than 14.2.
Any animal?
Well, no, any animal.
Because a cat wouldn't
family
be called a pony.
No, but then that's a pony. And anything below that is a miniature horse.
Okay, well, I hate to contradict you, but on my definition here, it says pony. Definition, a pony is a small horse. And the rest of it...
That's not true.
Now look, the first four words, five words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A pony is a small horse.
So yeah, tell me again.
Technically, it's not.
Dominic, tell us again, because that sounds fascinating, what you're saying.
Thanks. What I believe is a pony is less than 14.2 hands high.
14.2 hands high.
Yep.
Right.
I don't know, you get 0.2 of a hand anyway.
Like two fingers.
Right, two fingers. 14 and two fingers. And then anything, if I'm... No, yeah, that's right. Anything above that is a horse.
So if it's smaller than 14.2...
It's a pony.
Hands.
It's a pony.
It's a pony. Mm. So when a horse is born...
Yeah. When a horse is born...
Obviously, that's smaller.
Well, that's a foal.
So when you're saying a foal is born, that's a pony.
No.
No.
Smaller.
It's a different type
hands
of animal.
At what point do they become fully
a pony
grown?
Will have a pony and a horse will give birth to a horse.
But
right,
this is the thing, though, because surely they have to reach a certain age in order for you to measure them, because, do you know what I mean? Like a baby horse is a horse or a
no,
foal.
Baby horse is a foal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I mean is, at what point do you measure a pony to decide it's a pony, not a horse?
When it's fully grown.
Well, when is it fully grown?
Well, I don't know that.
You don't know what
who knows when
about
a pony's fully grown?
Well, you need to know that, because otherwise you'd be measuring
it
before
it's fully
grown.
People do know that.
Because
like
you can
vets
call it a pony that's then going to become a horse.
My head hurts.
So do I. I don't even like ponies and horses.
I don't.
So essentially, you know, am I right?
So what is a donkey? Is that a small pony?
That's a different type of animal entirely.
Hang on.
Would you say a donkey is part of the equine family?
I put donkey.
I don't know. It probably is, isn't it?
You'd say so.
We'd say so.
Has legs and a tail.
Hang on.
I thought it must be horsey.
Right. Yeah. A donkey or ass is a domesticated member of the equidae or horse family.
Right.
The wild ancestor of the donkey is the African wild ass.
Wow.
E. Africanus.
Someone from Oslo, which is in Norway, has texted in loads of times to say a pony is not a horse, it's a member of the equine family, but it is not a horse. And they felt so strongly, they did it like 7 or 8 times, Dave.
All right, well, there you are. So, Dave, now what's your take?
So, to wrap up, we're right.
No, don't you are.
In conclusion, Dominic is wrong.
No,
my dad works for the Pony and Cob Association.
I still don't know what a cob is.
It's a Birmingham sandwich.
No, I thought it was from the East Midlands. Isn't it like what you have a sort of sausage in Leicester?
And he says, a pony is a small horse.
That's what I said. So we're in agreement.
He then said, can't you just Google it? So I'm not sure if he's sure.
Well, no, you're right. Your dad is right because he agrees with what me and Chris were saying.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I've got to be honest with you.
Someone said a pony is 25 quid. That's different. Oh,
that's right, that's a different thing entirely.
They're
there.
Getting confused.
Yeah, now that's just being silly. The Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1. What about zebra?
Ah, now they're different again.
They are different.
And, interestingly, unlike horses and donkeys, a zebra can never, ever be domesticated.
Is that the one fact you retain about zebras?
Why?
Well, that and they're black and white.
Right.
It's just one of those weird things. You can't tame them. You can't ride them. You can't do anything with them.
Could you not train? Could you not put a saddle on it?
Nope. Nope, they don't like it.
Have you tried?
You can tame a killer whale, like Shamu.
Yeah.
You can tame
a zebra. Alad, this is one of those curiosities about zebras. You can't ride them, you can't tame them, you can't do anything with them. They're their own...
You can't teach them to play poker.
No, nothing.
That kind of thing. Change their batteries in the Sky remote.
They can't moonwalk. They're ridiculous.
Wow. All right, so Dominic, what's a baby pony called?
I think they're just called baby ponies.
Right. They don't have names.
I don't think
so. Surely be a pony foal, would it not?
Or a pony foal, I don't know.
John London.
What?
John London.
John London?
Here, it says, what's a baby pony called? John London.
Right. It's not called...
That's from John in London. Yeah.
A three-legged donkey is a wonky.
Yes.
That doesn't help either.
Here's a good text. When you shut the hell up about horses, no one gives a crap.
Right, okay. That's another one.
Here we go. Look, right. Attempts have been made to train zebras for riding. Most of these attempts failed, though, due to the zebra's most unpredictable nature and tendency to panic under stress.
Right.
There you go. Thank you. I win.
So don't ever try and race a zebra.
No, ever.
I mean, by sitting on its back, you could try and outrun it, but you'll probably lose.
Yeah, but unless you're Usain Bolt, you're not going to do it, are you?
Or Zola Bud. Mm.
Someone's just reminding us that we are still on the radio.
Right, okay, really? You're fine. Yes. But it's nice that the horse and pony people have got stuck into the show this morning.
Exactly, yeah. We represent the equine community.
Right. So anything born under 14.2 hands in height is a pony.
Is a pony.
So
unless
squirrels,
it's
a humans, horses, everything.
How are you spelling cob, Alad?
I don't know.
Good.
I love our chats.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, thank you very much.
Got it.
Once
right.
The ad's gone.
A cob is a small horse.
You just turn it around in a circle.
A cob is a small horse, usually of a stout build with strong bones, large joints, and a steady disposition.
Now, hang on.
You have ponies and cobs would indicate that a cob is a small horse and a pony is a pony.
No, it wouldn't.
wouldn't it?
No. You're wrong.
It does kind of say that there's a pony and there's a small horse, Dave, doesn't it?
No.
You just answered your own question.
No.
Right. Can I just say, meanwhile, do you know what's happening here on the other side of the desk?
No, what?
Alan has shown me a video of a man in Belgium who has managed to tame a zebra. And then it says, more or less.
Yeah.
Here you go, ready?
So he, fair enough. Let me read what it says. Go back to about here.
Okay.
There's always going to be the odd occasion
when you're proved wrong.
Generally, they can't be tamed ever.
Tamed.
A few years ago, he was looking for an act that would be totally new. Mm. This man, right?
Yeah.
According to YouTube, so he decided that he would tame a zebra. Okay, this is the story of the video I'm watching. Okay, this would potentially be the first time that a zebra had ever been tamed.
Right.
So it's quite a coup.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, of course.
Like I said,
after buying the Zorro from Dusseldorf Zoo, he spent a year gaining the zebra's trust.
Yeah.
Since zebras are very aggressive by nature, as Dave has pointed out,
thank you,
and tend to bite and kick ferociously.
I said that.
All right. So. Even then, although fully protected by padding and wearing a crash helmet, the zebra bit and kicked him.
See?
Okay?
Oh, dear. There better not be a bad ending to this story.
Have we checked this before?
Yeah, was he horribly mauled by a zebra?
He died. And, no.
And now, however, after a couple more years of training, the zebra is now almost perfectly behaved, and there's a video of him riding the zebra.
Amazing. Mm.
But that's like...
almost. He's still a bit giddy. Mm. Still a little bit, whoa!
Yeah.
So there you are.
Oh, yeah, that's it there in black and white, Dominic.
Who would have thought if you want, I want to train tame a zebra. Where can I get one? Dusseldorf Zoo.
Yeah, seems to be the place.
Tell you what, that's a hell of a gift shop, isn't it?
Why not?
Guten Tag.
Nobody, you just get T-shirts and whatnot. You can leave with an actual animal.
Yeah.
Anyway, good. I think we've all learnt something this morning, but yes. I don't know what.
On the way, sorry.
Alert! Coming up today on BBC Radio 1 at 10 o'clock. It's Sarah Cox, who's in for Fern Cox.
Ah, good. She knows about horses.
Yeah, she's a horse.
No,
she
is. Yes, 1 o'clock is Greg James. 4 o'clock is Scott Mills. 7, it's Radio 1's Fest.
Oh, hello.
Morning.
Morning.
I just heard a pony.
Yeah, was that a pony or a horse?
Just tethered up my trusty steed outside of Radio 1 and trotted on in for Fernie today, which is nice. Oh, you've had me thinking about the horse.
So what's the answer then? Were we right?
As far as I know, as far as I'm concerned, anything 14-2 hands and above is a horse. Mm. Anything below is a pony. They're the same species as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, are they?
There you go. See,
well,
don't you're
all about size.
See, I thought a pony was a pony and a horse is a horse.
You're wrong.
No, it's all about... Because it can be like an inch difference between a pony and a horse.
I
don't know if it's an inch or a finger, because you're talking hands.
Mm. Yeah. Sure.
I'd rather think about an inch.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
Who's his hands? God love him.
Give him the option.
Well, Dave's hands might be smaller. It's quite difficult.
I've got quite small hands, actually.
I noticed that, actually.
Really?
You know when you get those shrinkable children's gloves that can stretch massive? Your hands are like... They just fit in to the gloves without stretching them.
With the little kind of like floppy bits at the end.
Yeah, the little tiny hands.
Oh my goodness.
A little bit like a mole.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway,
Chris.